after seeing the play then, and coming out straight away, what were your first reactions?
It was amazing. It was the best Midsummer Night's Dream I've ever seen. Because you know how everyone's always trying to be clever with it and they do it in pinstripe suits with sellotape and things like that. And you're just like, I want to see it all pretty. But it wasn't just pretty. It was so, like, I loved the way the fairies were all gnarled like old trees and things. And I loved the way they were like chickens, like sort of cockerels fighting each other. And I loved the tents and the masks, I thought they were fantastic.
How do you find the masks contributed exactly to, if say if it was done exactly as it was but without the masks, how do you think the masks changed things?
I thought they gave the fairies a sort of kind of, I was searching for the right word. They made them sort of more part of nature. And it's really difficult when fairies have faces, because we can't really see them as, we kind of see them as people pretend to be fairies. Like, I love the way Puck was like sort of part of a tree, and the woody noises he was making with his instruments were like the same as his face. And he was like, sort of like an animal tree type thing.
Yeah, and quite a lot of characters had sort of animalistic qualities as well, like the lovers. How do you think that added to it?
I thought it made more of a comedy of the rivalry between the two men.
Yeah.
They were sort of cockerels with their plumes on their heads. And I liked the way when you first saw them, they had all the feathers around their necks as well. And it kind of, I don't know, sort of the idea of lovers and the way they're always confessing how much, like, when it's like, nymph goddess, perfect divine, that sort of thing. It's all about show and like,
yeah.
And also the fighting between them is a little bit petty, so it's all birdie and kind of.
Yeah. Showed the pettiness, didn't it? And you say you've seen other productions of Midsummer Night's Dream before.
Yeah.
Were there any sort of themes or messages that this one brought out that others perhaps didn't touch on so much?
Well, I thought Helena was really interesting in this one, because I have a real problem with the character of Helena, because I hate the way that, because she's in love with him and being rejected, I hate the way that's a comedy. Whereas if it was a man in that role, it wouldn't be. It would. He'd be like the courtly lover sort of thing.
Yeah.
But this one, I thought it made it. It was less offensive to me because she was so kind of. She did these little smiles like, yes, I'm sad, but I know I'm being sad.
Yeah.
And I love the way she interacted with the audience. She wasn't completely pathetic. And when she was being pathetic, she made a joke out of it.
Yes, that sort of self-awareness.
Yeah.
That when people are pathetic, they know. I didn't think of that, actually. Yeah. So, say in a year's time, when you look back at tonight, how do you think it will, what will most stand out for you? What do you remember?
The mechanicals. Definitely.
Yeah.
The one who was flute, the one who was supposed to be, his ears sticking out, and he actually reminded me of that, you know, in Pan's Labyrinth. You know the disgusting eye monster. You know the disgusting. Yeah. Oh, you reminded me of that, but I love the way it kept sticking his tongue out.